All right, my friends, let's go. It's Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Good to see you. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the headlines, just organized and delivered efficiently as you start your day. And the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Unfortunately, this measles outbreak is becoming a big story. The number of cases is growing. An unvaccinated child that had been hospitalized in Texas has now passed away. It's the first measles-related death in the U.S. in a decade. This all started in late January. Over 120 people have been infected. It has now spread to 8 states. According to the CDC, measles can spread through the air, on surfaces, and by sharing food or drinks. Symptoms include fever, rash, and red or bloodshot eyes. While there is a vaccine to prevent you from contracting measles, there's currently not a treatment for those infected. To sports, I mentioned that Luka Doncic and his new team, the Lakers, just played his old team, the Mavericks, and now we know that about 2.5 million people tuned in to watch that. It was TNT's most watched regular season game so far this season outside of opening night, so lots of interest there. Lionel Messi has been fined by Major League Soccer for grabbing an assistant coach by the back of the neck. It was a coach for NYCFC. Who his team, Inter Miami, just played on Saturday. He laid hands on this coach after the final whistle. A teammate of his was also fined for his actions during that match, so it was a heated one. Both fines were for undisclosed amounts. Lastly, here in other violent news, there's a fight coming up between Chris Eubank Jr. and Conor Benn. The two of them faced off at their news conference this week in Eubank. Hit Ben in the face with an egg while they were standing there nose to nose. There is a story here. They were supposed to fight back in 2022, but Ben tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug, which was later determined to be caused by egg contamination. It's a weird one. Anyway, that's why he hit him in the face with an egg, which seems crazy in this economy to just waste an egg like that. These two seem to genuinely not like each other. The fight is scheduled for April 26th. On to some entertainment headlines. A couple real sad ones to start here. First, this one broke overnight. Legendary actor Gene Hackman, his wife Betsy, and their dog were all found dead in their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Officials did not reveal a cause of death for any of them, but they did say there is no immediate indication of foul play. Betsy was 63 years old. She's a classical pianist. Gene Hackman was 95 years old. He's a 2-time Oscar winner. He was in a million movies. Superman, Get Shorty, Behind Enemy Lines, The French Connection, a true legend. While very tragic, this one is also a bit mysterious. I'm sure more will come out. And we found out yesterday morning, actress Michelle Trachtenberg passed away at 39 years old. Very, very tragic. You might know her from Gossip Girl or Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She was in 17 Again with Zac Efron. I like that movie. She was Harriet the Spy. She had been in the biz for a real long time. And it's reported that her mom found her in her apartment in New York. She supposedly recently had a liver transplant and may have been experiencing complications. Just extremely, extremely sad. Tributes to Michelle from fans and former co-stars have been flooding social media. Teddy Mellencamp just gave an update on her multiple brain tumors. She said she's very grateful for her medical team. She said they ended up removing 4 tumors, which was more than expected, and that the fight is just beginning. She thanked fans for their love and support. Lastly here, I know it's all heavy stuff, but a Real Housewife was just sentenced to a year in prison. Karen Huger from Real Housewives of Potomac was hit with a year in jail as a result of a DUI arrest in March of last year. Once she gets out, she will not be able to drive for another year, and she'll face 5 years probation. Moving on to movie and TV news, I do have a couple trailers up in our Instagram stories this morning at First Thing Pod. You can always find the things I talk about up there on a daily basis. First, there's a new Nicolas Cage movie coming to theaters. Man, it looks good. It's called The Surfer. It's a psychological thriller that's up there. As well as the sequel to the 2018 movie A Simple Favor. Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick are back for another Simple Favor. That one's going to be on Prime Video May 1st. And again, the Instagram stories. You know, the Oscars are coming up on Sunday, and all the nominees just gathered together for a lunch. Over 170 of them. This big group photo has been making the rounds. If you haven't seen it, I'll put that up there as well. By the way, speaking of the Oscars, I thought this was interesting. Conan O'Brien is hosting the show, and to promote it, he just went on Jimmy Kimmel's show for the first time ever. I was shocked to hear that it was his first time. I just assumed they were buds. In other TV news, the second season premiere of 1923 was a big one for Paramount+. It had 5.4 million viewers, which is the most ever for a premiere of an original series on the streamer. And that's the Yellowstone spinoff with Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren, 1923. Season 2 is here. Lastly, Kate Hudson has a brand new show called Running Point, which premieres today on Netflix. Justin Theroux, Brenda Song, and Max Greenfield are all in it as well. Running Point, out now on Netflix. Okay, on to music. It's not New Music Friday yet, but Billy Idol just released a new song. He's got a big tour on the way. There's a new album coming in April with a bunch of collaborations on it. And yeah, I just released a new song called Still Dancing. That's out now. Speaking of tours, the Warped Tour is back this year. They're only doing it in three cities this time around, and they just revealed the almost full lineups. There's still a few to be named, but DC, Long Beach, and Orlando, those are the three shows they're doing this summer. Avril Lavigne, All Time Low, Machine Gun Kelly, Less Than Jake, Plain White Tees, a ton more are going to be a part of it. I've got those lineups, all three of them, in the stories this morning as well. All right, this one, I know I'm going to sound like an old guy talking about these two, but there's beef between Bad Baby, she's the Catch Me Outside girl, and Alabama Barker, that's Travis Barker's daughter. As far as I know, this feud began over a guy. Alabama released a diss track at the beginning of the month, and now Bad Baby released one called Miss Whitman with a video including a Travis Barker lookalike. She's talking about the Kardashians in the song. Anyway, this beef, this rivalry is getting a lot of attention now. In other music video news, Chapel Roan's costume from her Hot to Go video just sold for $89,000 in an auction dedicated to wildfire relief. I love that. It was the top-selling item in this auction. Sabrina Carpenter, Dave Grohl, the Beastie Boys, Billie Eilish, and Olivia Rodrigo all had items, clothing, on the block as well. But yeah, Chapel's Hot to Go clothes brought in the most cash. Lastly here, congratulations to Shaboozy. This is so impressive. He now has the longest number one streak for a solo artist ever on the Hot Country Songs chart. And this chart goes back to 1958. His song, A Bar Song, has now been number one for 35 weeks. Some additional headlines on this Thursday morning. It was very close, but the House just passed President Trump's, quote, big, beautiful bill. It's his budget plan. The vote was 217 to 215, so very close. Some of the details still need to be hammered out before it gets to the Senate for another final vote. In other Trump news, he definitely generates a lot of news. This one is getting a ton of attention. He just announced a new immigration gold card. He said it's like a green card, but gold. It's going to cost somewhere around $5 million. He said it'll provide wealthy immigrants a pathway to citizenship. I've got another egg update this morning, and it's not a good one. The USDA had previously predicted egg prices to rise another 20%, but they just said, let's make it 40. Through this spring and summer, they're saying egg prices could go up an additional 40%. Again, this is tied to the ongoing bird flu. The Agriculture Department is planning to invest an additional $1 billion to fight it. The world's 100 best coffee shops were just ranked. This is a really, truly comprehensive ranking. The people behind it did a great job. And the winner, Toby's Estate Coffee Roasters in Sydney, Australia. The best on the planet. Have you been? Second on the list is, here in America, Onyx Coffee Lab out of Arkansas. That one might be easier to get to. I'll post the full lineup if you want to see it. That's up in the stories as well. And lastly, that brings us to the end. I always end the show with some good news. Today, it's really just a story about following your dreams. Literally your dreams, your actual dreams. A man in North Carolina named Robert had a dream Sunday night that he won $110,000 in the lottery. He said he woke up, he told his family about the dream, they all just kind of laughed it off. He then bought a ticket and won that exact amount of money, $110,000. That is super weird. I mean, I guess we don't know what's going on in our dreams. This guy saw the future. He said, quote, it was very crazy, but it's true. So if you're going to take a lesson from this show, maybe trust your dreams. I had a dream that the show is over now.
The show is over now.
It came true. All right, friends. Thank you for being here. I know there's a lot of heavy stuff out there today. There really is. But let's try to make it a good Thursday. And we'll be back tomorrow, okay? Friday, coming soon. Talk then.
Please tell your friends about this show.